A leader of the National Corn Growers Association is disappointed in a decision reached last week by the Environmental Protection Agency that could affect the availability of a widely used herbicide. EPA ruled last week that there were environmental concerns accompanied with the use of the herbicide atrazine. That included concerns for aquatic and land plants and animals, according to the agency. But some agricultural groups are saying that those concerns don't add up. They say the science EPA is using in their determination is flawed, and the groups can cite science of their own to back that up. NCGA President Chip Bowling says there are more than 7,000 studies that back the safety of atrazine.
Unfortunately, everything is leaning that way. I can't understand the EPA's reasoning behind sound science. I mean, science, you know, when I went through school, science, you're supposed to believe in science and trust in it. And it seems like EPA is not using good sound science to make decisions these days.
Bowling says NCGA is prepared to take legal action on the matter.
And if it gets to that far, I'm sure that, yeah, there will be legal ramifications. We will sue the EPA along with others to keep this chemical available to our farmers.
Now, EPA hasn't officially decided to ban the use of atrazine, but if they did, groups say the replacement cost could add an extra $28 to $59 per acre. EPA is now recommending a two-thirds reduction in aquatic concentration of atrazine, leaving farmers just 8 ounces per acre. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.